大众论坛主持曾宇恒，
我哋继续重温大湾交通税公投论坛，而家一齐听一下反方嘅睇法啦。
接下来我们先请到的是加拿大纳税人联会卑诗分会的 Jordan Bateman。
Now we would like to invite Jordan Bateman with the Canadian Taxpayers Federation to give a brief introduction. Jordan.
Well, thank you for being here tonight, and thank you to Fairchild for organizing this very important forum. Put simply, I believe that TransLink wastes too much of our money to be trusted with any more of it. Whether it's the Compass Card fiasco, which is now more than $25 million over budget and years late, whether it's overpaying their executives, getting rid of one CEO because they felt they needed a change, but actually promoting him to be an advisor and paying a second CEO, whether it's too many boards of directors, whether it's any number of other waste issues that we've highlighted on our website, I just believe TransLink can't be trusted with our money. I'm not opposed to more transit. I am opposed to TransLink getting that money. Tonight you'll hear that somehow, magically, all of this money will be spent without TransLink somehow getting a hold of it. That's what the yes side likes to say. But the truth is, this tax increases TransLink's annual budget from $1.4 billion today to $2.2 billion in 10 years. Those are the mayor's numbers from their own plan. Under provincial law, only TransLink can deliver those transportation services in the Lower Mainland. So this is a TransLink tax. They will own, they will operate, they will manage, they will be in charge of all of that that's built, and we will be spending our tax money on that. TransLink has a history of raising taxes. Tonight, the parking tax, for example, it started at 7% when TransLink first got their hands on it. Now it's 21%. The property tax was $50 for the average household when TransLink first got it. Now it's $250 for the average household. The gas tax was 4 cents per liter. Now TransLink gets 17 cents directly, plus another 5 cents per liter from the federal government share. That's a total of 22 cents a liter. All of those taxes you will still have to pay, even with this new sales tax. And the sales tax doesn't even generate enough money to cover their share of the plan. So down the road, they're going to come back and ask for more, whether it's through road pricing, which is more tolls, whether it's through increasing the sales tax. They're going to come back to us and ask for more money, because their own plan shows that they have $140 million deficit. They're short $140 million in 10 years. So to me, the key question here is, does TransLink deserve your trust? Because they're asking a lot from you. They're asking you to pay for a gas tax. They're asking you to pay a tax on your hydro, your BC Hydro bill every month. They ask you to pay a tax on your homes, on your parking. Now they want you to pay a tax on thousands of other things that you buy every year. Do you trust TransLink with that money? And shouldn't we fix TransLink, which even the mayors, I would agree, is broken? That's why when they removed the CEO, the mayor sent out a press release that talked about wanting to restore public confidence. You don't restore something that's not lost. The mayors themselves would admit that it's lost public confidence with that statement. So do you trust TransLink with more of your money? I don't. And I hope that as the ballots come out in the next few weeks, that you'll vote no and tell TransLink to tell the mayors and the premier and all of our elected officials to fix TransLink and prove to us that it can be trusted again. Thank you.
好，简单这个翻译一下哦，刚刚 Jordan Bateman 的这个说法，他特别强调呢 ，TransLink 是一个非常浪费钱的这个单位哦。我们可以看到这个智能卡呢，基本上呢预算已经超出了这个2亿元之多、哦，同时呢，他们也付出很多这个高昂的薪水给他们的这个 CEO 主管们。现在呢，甚至有两个这个 CEO 呢，其实都在付相关的这个薪水当中。他们还浪费了很多钱呢，在装置公共艺术品当中。他特别强调呢，自己是并不反对交通 建设的，但是他反对呢 TransLink 拿到更多的这个钱，因为 TransLink 运输联网，他们过去呢其实已经收了我们很多的这个税，包括呢在您的这个停车税当中呢有21%，还有您缴的地税也要上缴给他们。此外呢，您去加油每公升里面呢有汽油税，他也拿了这个17%哦，但是他们还是嚷着这个钱不够，所以他觉得如果今天开征了这个所谓的 sales tax。大温交通运输改善税之后呢，其实日后还是有可能会征收更多其他的这个税项，例如像过路费等等。所以他提出的这个核心问题是：真的吗？您可以相信运输联网 TransLink 吗？我们是不是要继续喂养他们呢？所以他呼吁大家呢要投 No， 就是反对，因为要让 TransLink 知道他们不被信任，同时呢也要让省政府。市政府们都知道，他们一定要想办法解决 TransLink 的这个管理问题。
咁啊，不如我哋而家咧请时事评论温建功KK 咧一齐去讲下你嘅睇法系点样样？
各位你好。咁咧就因为头先 Jordan 讲到好多运输互联网里边嗰啲咁嘅问题啦，咁嗰啲系需要解决啦。但系有几个问题比较少人讲嘅咧。就譬如好似運輸互聯網佢個運作個模式同埋監管個模式，因為咧運輸互聯網咧係基本上係一個專利嘅團體，咁你如果要又平又正嘅話咧，你揾專利嘅團體嚟提供服務咧係永遠冇可能達到，咁所以咧我自己就贊成咧就係可以咧考慮。是私有化或者是半私有化。为什么叫私有化呢？譬如他现在找就是我们 BC 首富出来撑场，但是基本上拿来监管说放不放钱其实没什么大用。另一个就是那个管治的问题。管治问题我早前就跟列治文市长 Malcolm Brody咁佢話係個管治真係好撈搞，一定要搞掂。咁即係我哋尋日見 Greg Robinson 亦都承認呢個係一個重要嘅問題，因為我哋而家咧就正宗係三個和尚擔水就冇得食。點解咧？點樣管運輸互聯網咧？而家第一就省政府係其中一個啦，另外咧有叫做 Mayor's Council 啊，咁啊嗰個又負責即係監管。咁另外咧，佢有另外一個叫做 Board of Governors， 咁嗰啲 board 咧係又係支幾十萬人工一年，咁但係因為有三個人監管，就比較問責性咧，其實相當低。咁即係除非我哋係即係喺呢啲地方咧係堵塞到嗰個管治，如果唔係咧，你再放多啲錢入去咧，其實都係叫做可以講係流曬出去嘅啫。咁到最後講到錢嘅問題，咁咧即係我哋成日講人口多咗係要即係叫做要增加嗰個交通即係公共交通啦。咁我係絕對贊成。不過即係個問題就係人口增加咗，咁你市政府收到好多税嘅喎。第一就係即係嗰啲密度高咗啦。第二喺運輸互聯網附近嗰啲地，其實攞嚟炒。而家市政府幫手炒埋一份嘅喎，咁嗰啲錢嗰度有好多錢嘅，咁點解嗰度收咗啲錢唔用出嚟改善運聯網，而係咧要0.5% 鋸你啲人咧？咁我覺得係絕對唔公平。咁所以咧，我覺得咧，即係除非佢能夠切切實實將呢啲問題搞好，然後再翻嚟問我哋同唔同意加税，唔係佢基本上係冇資格叫我哋即係再。給多0.5% 的稅。
剛剛我們聽了正反雙方嘉賓的觀點，休息回來我們就會聽一下現場觀眾的提問。